Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, who is also one of our guests this week, as is Susan Statham. They are the co-chairs of the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts, to be held on November 3rd and 4th this fall. Normally, we talk about the writing, painting, or other individual work of our guests, but today we want to introduce you to the Spirit of the Hills Arts Organization and tell you about the festival itself that they are holding in November and why we wanted to put it on. I'm very pleased to have Felicity with me as usual and to welcome artist and writer Susan Statham to the program. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you very much.
And Felicity.
Thank you.
Let me start with you, Susan. You are the current president of Spirit of the Hills. So could you tell us a little about the organization, a bit about its history perhaps, and how it functions, and how the plan of holding the Festival of the Arts this year came about?
Sure. In 1998, under the title The Arts and Crafts Alliance, there was a meeting held in Warkworth. They had set aside a mandate of identifying a diverse group of artists that were in the community, mainly the communities of Campbellford, Hastings, and Warkworth counties. Then in 1999, it was renamed the Northumberland Hills Arts Association and had its first public launch. At that time, the president was Michelle Prue. And the goals of the organization then are like the goals of the organization now, to encourage and foster our local artists, public art, an emphasis on their work and bringing it out to the public. So now it's a little bit different than they had then. Then the focus was artists and artisans. Now we have writers and some musicians and some performers. And to answer your question about the Festival of the Arts, with such a diverse group of artists, artisans, writers, etc., it's nice to bring them all together if you can. And in this situation, we can. We have endeavored to bring groups such as the writers and photographers when we had Words and Pictures, Word Northumberland, those sorts of things. But this is a much, much bigger and much more exciting event in that it's so inclusive and it also reaches out to the community.
Sounds wonderful. Now, Felicity, you're co-chair of that Festival of the Arts Committee. So perhaps you can elaborate a bit and tell us more about what events are planned and introduce us to some of the people who are going to make it happen.
Yes, it's going to be an exciting event, we hope, because this is truly an outreach from our group of artists to the community. And we want to encourage people to come to join our organization, take part in things, but also just to enjoy the arts. And so the program is designed to bring events of interest to a wide variety of people in our communities. And it starts on Friday night with a staged reading of a bilingual play, Des Beaux Gestes, Beautiful Deeds, which was written by Marilyn Hammond, one of our members, and was nominated for a Dora Maar Moore Award. And it had considerable success and has been performed in a number of theatres since. She herself is going to perform in this and is directing it. So I think you'll find that it's very engaging. It's about her grandmothers, one of whom was French-Canadian and one of whom was a flamboyant English-Canadian lady of means from Vancouver. They're two very, very different characters, and Marilyn, as the granddaughter, is also on stage all the time. Of course, she, being a well-known singer-songwriter, is singing her own very lovely songs in this performance. And then on Saturday all day, there will be an art show, which Susan's going to talk about in more detail, and also a book fair, and also workshops going on all day, and I'm going to talk about workshops in a minute. But in the evening, our final event is a concert and book launch for Hill Spirits 3, an anthology of writing by authors from Northumberland County and this region, and it's the third volume. The launch will feature readings from the anthology, which includes short stories, poetry, creative nonfiction, by members of the Spirit of the Hills Northumberland Arts Association Writers Group. We'll enjoy readings from the book alongside music performed by local artists. Marilyn will sing again and accompany herself, and Marianne Marusik, a well-known pianist in this area and teacher, is going to perform a new piece that she's written for this event.
Exciting. As Felicity mentioned, Susan, you have details on the art show and the book fair for us, so do tell.
Yes. Well, with, and I should mention, as I had mentioned, that in the history of Spirit of the Hills, with the original title, the Arts and Crafts Alliance, and then Northumberland Hills Arts Association, Spirit of the Hills, I found out in some of my research, was a name that came about at about the same time. But I haven't been able to discover how that came about, but that is generally what we're known as Spirit of the Hills. And with the Arts Festival and the Book Fair, so Spirit of the Hills will have the Art Festival at St. Peter's Church and in the Great Hall on the main floor as you come in off the parking lot. That Great Hall is where the Art Show and Book Fair will be. The Visual Arts Committee are working very diligently and organizing and setting up and taking advantage of the space, inviting the artists to submit their work. So it should be very exciting. And in that same room will be tables for the book fair.
Great. And the book fair, will that just be members of the Spirit of the Hills, or will there be other?
No, as Felicity had said, too, this is an outreach to the community, so we are inviting other artists and other writers to participate, and there will be more information about this on our website.
Great, and people will be able to buy lots of Christmas gifts.
Yes, the timing is perfect.
Well, now we're going to hear a little from Marilyn's play, actually read by Marilyn. One piece from one grandmother and one piece from the other grand.
All right, I'll read a little bit of from Elsie and a little bit from Corinne. We'll start with Elsie. Basically, she decides to learn to fly, and she says, "I was thrilled. The next day, Ted just turned up out of the blue, took me by the arm, and said," by the way, she's married at this point and has a child, "come along, Elsie, today I'm giving you your first flying lesson. And I should have learned then, shouldn't I? But I didn't. Why? Because I made the mistake of falling in love with my instructor. And once you fall in love with a man, they'll never teach you anything. First they get critical, then they lose their patience, and finally they become so insulting that you're scared they won't love you anymore. And you say, 'Stop, you're right. I'm slow, I'm stupid, and we needn't do this ever again. Now let's go and have a drink at the chateau, please.' Then they take you in their arms and murmur, 'Darling, I didn't mean to be hard on you. I just hate to see you wasting your time, that's all.' Men. Well, it doesn't matter. What matters is that Ted loved me and I loved him. Besides, I went with him on countless flights and saw the world in ways I could never have imagined. Sometimes he'd let me take the controls, swearing, of course, that we'd all be killed. But planes were a lot simpler in those days and I did just fine. So I never did get my license. I never did fly solo, because once I was with Ted, I didn't care to anymore. I mean, why go alone when you can go together? Never did fly solo, but really, I've no regrets."
Oh, so nice.
My mother had a very, very different life. Poor, 11 children, of which 8 survived into adulthood. So, first of all, she talks about how she never had time to be fanciful. She was too busy working and taking care of everybody, and yet this happened. She had a very strong faith. "That summer night, there was mon petit Lucien, my little Lucien. He was very sick, so crippled he could not walk, lying in a cot at the foot of my bed, so if he made a sound, I was by his side. Et tout d'un coup, I find myself wide awake and sitting up in bed for no reason, because everything is quiet. Then I see a pale light at the window and something moving there. The light becomes a shape like a man, a woman, or both together, and all silvery, the color of moonlight. At its back, wings like a swan, and the face, ah, so strong, so peaceful. The angel moves over to the cot, and gently, tenderly, he picks up Lucien. And oh, I will never forget as long as I live the sight of his poor little legs dangling over the angel's arm as they flew out into the darkness. Night filled the room again. I ran to the little bed, and oh, I was so glad to see that Lucien was still there. But when I touched him, mon Dieu, il est mort. Ah, when your mother or your husband dies, it is terrible, yes, but your own child, that is the worst. For a while, all I could think of was the moment when I touched that cold, still little body. But then I thought about the angel, and I knew. Lucien is in heaven, and in heaven he can run and play like he never could do here on earth. So there is a real heaven, and my son is there. I saw the angel, and I know.
You've been listening to an excerpt from Marilyn Hammond's play, De Beaux Gestes, which will be performed on Friday, November 3rd at the Spirit of the Hills Festival. And now we'll take a short break.